Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, of course, available. I'd like to remind you our number, 877-616-7445. And as of today, we've got $21,588 in the bank for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And thank you for your patronage. I guarantee you buy that CD. And we have the vinyl, we can sell you the picture disc. Not available yet, but we are taking advance orders on the special vinyl edition of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 album, a vinyl long-playing record picture disc. Now, I guess it's hard to explain a picture disc to people who've never seen them, but just imagine taking the long-playing vinyl LP out of its jacket and seeing, instead of black vinyl, a picture that they've actually pressed onto the vinyl. That's what ours is going to be, and we have that available for you, too, at 877-616-7445. Visa, MasterCard, personal check, no sweat. Give us a call and help out these great people at My Friend's Place. And as I say, as of today, we got about $21,000 up for My Friend's Place. MTV and Rolling Stone magazine have released a list of the top 100 pop songs since 1963. And 1963, I think, is the year that they use because that is the year that the Beatles first came to the United States, and I suppose they see that as a line of demarcation in the history of rock and roll and popular music. So from 1963 forward, MTV and Rolling Stone commissioned a poll of the top 100 pop songs, and the song that came out number one, the number one pop song since 1963, Yesterday by the Beatles. And you probably know the song, Yesterday All My Troubles Seem So Far Away. Why don't I just sing it for you? Now it looks as though people leave the room. Well, you know the song. That's the number one pop song. That seems like an old song, and it occurred to us that it's almost 40, well, 40? Yeah, almost 40 years has passed since that song was first heard on the radio, and we wanted to talk to people who, other music writers and other music critics, especially those who are involved more in contemporary music. R.C. Collins is a junior at Chatsworth High, and he's also the youth music critic for the Chatsworth Chancellor, and he joins us the Chatsworth Chancellor there in Chatsworth, California right now. R.C., how are you doing?
Real good. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about this list, the Yesterday being the top song.
Well, we feel that it's a list that's fairly irrelevant to the youth movement of today. We don't think that it has any bearing on a lot of the music that we listen to.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, first of all, my mom told me that MTV used to be really interesting when it first come on the air. They did videos back to back, but now they have a lot of stupid shows too.
And what about Rolling Stone?
Well, Rolling Stone magazine has always sort of had a Time magazine flavor to it. We don't feel it's relevant at all, Mr. Henry.
All right. So you when you say we,
well, basically I'm speaking for anybody born in the 80s or the 90s. Anybody born after 1980 or 1983, those 2 years.
And all right, so anybody under the age of 20, you're basically saying, is an individual that would not recognize MTV or Rolling Stone as any real significant influence.
No, I don't think so. I think MTV, too, it really, really gives me what I need, which is videos. I don't need to see a lot of the dumb shows that they think are bitching.
And what about Rolling Stone?
Road Rules blows too, I wanted to say. Chris Sorensen's here. He also does youth music critic work. And we say, one, two, three, Road Rules blows!
All right, man. You and your pals can have a lot of time. Okay, you and your pals can have a lot of time to have some fun later on. Right now I want to do the interview.
But we like the man show.
That's not on MTV, is it?
But we like it.
That's great. That's not on MTV. I don't know what. Is that Comedy Central? Man show's on Comedy Central.
But Jimmy Kimmel, and when he does, we just think that he's taken comedy to a new level over there on, on the NFL pregame show, too.
Okay, but we want to talk about this list. Yesterday is...
Well, really, Phil, what we're saying is that today's teen market is badly served, I think, by choosing this, you know, really fossil rock tune to serve as an example of pop song craftsmanship. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I give the Beatles their props, but their time, they were, you know, they were considered cool, but I don't... We've moved well past that right now.
All right. You'd say that we've moved past that. Do you recognize the preeminence of the Beatles?
No, I don't. I think that in their day, they were a great band. I think their music today is an anachronism. I think that what's happened is that members of your generation, with all due respect, have sort of taken your music and your culture... And you've pressed it on the landscape as if that's the end-all, be-all to what we're supposed to, you know, what we want to have and be. And we don't want your baby boomer, you know, stuff to shove down my throat like I'm just laying there asking for it, like I'm a jail bitch.
Okay, R.C., you're on the radio right now.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to try to conduct an interview here that anybody can listen to.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so keep your more colorful metaphors to a minimum.
But all I'm saying, sir...
No, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that yesterday is an example of the baby boomers taking their music. And do you feel that you're being manipulated?
I do feel that my music is excluded.
Well, what do you call your music? And let me ask you, what would you say is an example of... Now, did you fax Craig Taylor, our engineer?
Yes, I did. I faxed over the song that we feel it best exemplifies pop craftsmanship of the last 40 years.
Okay. Craig, you have that? All right, Craig Taylor has that. Did you want to give a little intro to it?
Well, only to say that I think this song... really exemplifies. I think it's musically catchy. I think it's lyrically profound yet relatable. And you have a brilliant piece of pop philosophy, like what if God was going to be one of us?
Okay, and this is the song from Joan Osborne.
Yeah, what if God could be one of us? Joan Osborne. This to me represents the bitchin'. Hello?
Yeah, you're right there.
This, to me, represents the best that there is.
Okay, you there?
Yeah. This, to me, represents the best possible way of... Okay, well...
Well, you can keep... All right, so that's Joan Osborne, if God was one of us. You think that's an example of...
We feel, Mr. Henry, that's an example of pop craftsmanship at its best. Yesterday by the Beatles is just another attempt by... a baby boomer medium, MTV, and a baby boomer periodical, Rolling Stone, you know, sort of impressing their culture on the backs of people coming up who may not be, there may not be as many of us, but we feel a need to be,
You feel the need to be what?
Just like what she's saying.
What if God was one of us?
We just don't want to be... Hello?
You're on, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I tell you what. Why don't you hold on for a minute? Okay?
Yes, sir.
Hold on for just a second. Is he having a hard time hearing me from out in front of that newspaper building? R.C. Collins is a junior at Chatsworth High. He's also a youth music critic for the Chatsworth Chancellor. The song Yesterday by the Beatles, number one, according to MTV and Rolling Stone, as the top pop record since 1963. And he says it simply has lost all of its meaning. The Beatles' music has lost all of its relevance. And the baby boomer generation continues to impress its culture on other generations that just simply are not interested. It's the Phil Henry Show.
And
will you turn it down? Turn it down. The Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Let me read you the top 10 from Rolling Stone and MTV. Number one, Yesterday. Number two, Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. Number three, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. Let me ask R.C. while we got him on the line. R.C.?
Yes, sir.
What about Nirvana? Nirvana ranked in at number three.
I think that that's a step up. But I also feel it's an example of an artist who sold out. Because I think...
How do you figure he sold out?
I believe Kurt Cobain did sell out.
Why?
I think that by shooting himself, he was trying to be just like Jimi Hendrix and baby boomer people. And I think that's a cop-out, and he sold out commercially.
And how do you figure a guy who blows his own brains out is selling out commercially?
Because he wanted to be like Hendrix and like Keith Moon, and I think there are better ways to express what our generation represent.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, number three, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. And let me ask some. I don't understand how a guy sells out by blowing his brains out.
Because he knew if he killed himself with a shotgun, his records would sell more.
So he blew his brains out.
In order for his records to sell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got it. 1-800-449-8686. So Kurt Cobain shot himself because he was commercially selling out. Let me round out this list. Yesterday, Satisfaction, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, Like a Virgin, Madonna, Billie Jean, number five by Michael Jackson, number six, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, number seven, Respect by Aretha Franklin, number eight, One by U2, number nine, I Want You Back, Michael Jackson, and number 10, I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys. RC's going to be back to tell us more about his generation's taste in music and why Yesterday by the Beatles is a complete and utter waste of our consideration as the number one pop song since 1963. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me from Chatsworth, R.C. Collins, Chatsworth High School Junior, and he is a youth music critic for the Chatsworth Chancellor newspaper. And he's commenting on the list that MTV and Rolling Stone released today as the top 100 pop songs of all time. And number one on their list, R.C., is Yesterday by the Beatles, which you think is completely irrelevant.
Boomer nostalgia is really boring. I think it's really irrelevant. I think members of my generation have been put through enough baby boomer memory to last a lifetime. And while I still have my, you know, while I'm still young and while I can still keep my dinner down, I'd really like it if somebody would, you know, I mean, consider our music. We do have a top 10 list as well.
Well, we got your number one idea of song craftsmanship is Joan Osborne.
Yeah, and I can hear the disdain in your voice, Mr. Henry. And you don't have the market cornered on music taste.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that's your idea of the number one song. You think that's a better written song than Yesterday?
Yeah, I don't see any. I mean, I don't see how it's any worse. You know.
Well, I mean, and it may not be. I'm not taking a stand here. Yesterday ain't my favorite Beatles song, but then again, it's not the worst thing ever made. But I think that there's examples probably of modern music that you could pick that's better than, you know, What If God Were One of Us.
It's a profound song. It's a relatable song. It's musically, it's got a great hook. No, sir, I think it's pretty good.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I was talking. I wanted to talk to this guy, this critic. Number one point I got is...
Can you turn your radio down?
About,
sir, can you turn your radio... Will you turn your radio down?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I got the problem what he said about Kurt Cobain.
What did I say?
About him killing himself just to make more records, just to sell more albums.
Yeah, that's the big problem I had with Kurt. He knew that if he blew his brains out... His album sales would go through the roof.
Watch your language, sir. Why do you think it's bull?
Guy didn't kill himself to make more albums.
Well, it's
to
a
sell
fact.
More records.
It's a
if
fact
that
he
the
did.
Case, then most of the people in music would be killing themselves every other day.
Not everybody was as talented as Kurt Cobain, and not everybody was as good as he was.
So he didn't need to kill himself to sell more records. He killed himself because he had issues.
He had a lot of issues
that no one even knew about.
He sold out commercially.
Commercially, he sold out. I really doubt that. If he sold out, he would still be here raking in the money.
Why don't more rock stars, I think what this gentleman's saying, why don't more rock stars blow their brains out?
Because not everybody's Kurt Cobain. He had a vision of the future that most people don't have. He knew where music was going, and he could see where music was going, and that's where he shot it. That's why he shot himself.
He shot himself because he didn't like the way music was going?
No, he wanted to make more money. See, Kurt Cobain was out of songs. He didn't want to make a crappy album, so he quit while he was ahead, and he blew his brains out.
That makes no sense.
Wait a
whatsoever.
Minute, that isn't exactly what you said.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
He
could have quit singing.
There's a lot of singers
that just quit singing because they don't have any more songs to sing, because they don't have nothing else to sing about.
Yeah, he commercially sold out.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? He commercially sold out, or he didn't have any more songs to sing?
I'm saying both.
That makes no sense. I mean, there's a lot of good singers out there that sing a lot of songs.
Well, sir.
And they have nothing else to sing about, so they just quit.
What do you think about this song? God was one of us.
I don't like it.
What?
That's not my type of music.
What'd you say?
I don't like it.
Well, if you don't like that, then you probably don't like getting laid. You don't like to get laid.
Hey, you know, that has nothing to do with it.
What?
I'm just trying to figure out why you're thinking
nothing
that
to do with him getting...
Cobain killed himself because to make more money. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait a minute. If you think it's so stupid, you can look at the record sale. When he blew his brains out, his album sales shot up.
Yes.
Yeah, but the question is...
Because people are sympathetic. That's no big deal.
Why? How's he going
to... just quit singing, and his records probably still would have went up.
No, not as much as they would have if he'd stayed alive. That's the whole thing. It's the difference between making $1 million and $2 million.
Wait. I got a question. Okay, let's say what you're saying is true. Kurt Cobain blows his brains out, and he gets more album sales, right?
Yeah.
How's he going to enjoy that if he's dead?
Exactly.
Kurt Cobain, Mr. Henry, shot himself in April of 1994.
Okay.
But they still went into the studio in June. He died in August.
I'm sorry?
He shot himself in April, but he didn't die till August. They were able to put out one more album.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's what everybody doesn't understand.
What are you talking about?
Where did you get this from? He shot himself in the head and he made another album after he died?
No. He shot himself in the head, then made an album, then died.
Well, I don't have any record of that having happened. I thought that
he died...
No sense. I thought they found him.
No, sir, they did not.
They didn't find him.
Well, they found him, but then they took him to the studio. Wait a second. How do you know for a fact? Because I'm a music critic at the Chatsworth Chancellor.
Critics, all they are is just a bunch of opinionated people. You're just forcing your opinion on everybody else.
Well, you should consider what Kurt Cobain... how good he was after he put a shotgun to his head.
All right.
That was already made, and they went and put it together.
He loved Courtney so much that he shoved a shotgun in his mouth so she'd have billions to live with the good life with.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. What you're saying is that he committed suicide so he could make... I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I just think... Yeah.
Turn it...
Great stuff.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah!
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We have with us R.C. Collins. He is junior at Chatsworth High School and also music critic, youth music critic for the Chatsworth Chancellor newspaper. You have a list, you know, we're critiquing here. MTV and Rolling Stone magazine, MTV and Rolling Stone put together a list of the top 100 pop songs since 1963. The number one song that came in was Yesterday, and obviously you don't like that choice.
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, but you do have a list of your favorites. Now, you say an example of pop craftsmanship is Joan Osborne's What If God Was One of Us.
Yes, sir, I think that song's entirely defensible as a great pop song.
Okay, what? Give us some others, and I know you have a list of 10, including that.
Yes, sir. We feel at number 10, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, Living on a Prayer. That song with League.
You know, you don't have to sing them all either, man.
Huh?
You don't have to sing them all, okay?
I know, I was just kidding around, but...
Yeah, because you blew my engineer's headphones off. That song was what?
That, Mr. Ender, was used by the National Football League as its theme song. Number 9, All-Star, Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're the rock star. Get your pants on. You gotta play. Hey, that's a really great song lyrically.
All-Star.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't think it's Get Your Pants On.
It's Hey Now, You're a Rock Star, Get Your Leg. I forget, but it's the lyrics.
You don't have to sing them or anything, man. You can just go ahead and give them to us.
Okay, number 8, Cowboy Kid Rock, which is really cool. Number 7, Every Rose Has a Thorn, Poison. I think that's some of the finest acoustic guitar you're ever going to hear. Number 6, Burn Hollywood Burn, N.W.A., Burn Hollywood Burn, I feel a riot going on. First they're guilty, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me.
Okay, like I said, you don't have to sing them. You can just give us the names of the songs, and we'll go from there, all right?
Yes, sir. Number 5, Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number 4, Just a Girl, No Doubt. Number 3, Epic, Faith No More, one of my all-time favorites. Number 2, gotta give props to The Who, My Generation.
Okay, now that's interesting. You put down the Beatles for their baby boomer stuff, but you've got My Generation in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
The Who is a contemporary band of the Beatles.
That's not my information.
The Who, what, I don't understand.
That song was in Austin Powers.
It might have been an Austin Powers, but that song is about 35 years old.
All right, I got to give props. You're saying that those guys was around when the Beatles was around?
Yes, sir, I am.
Got to give props, because I really like that song. People try to put us down. That to me is just rad. I mean, it just says it.
Okay.
And I think it kicks ass on Yesterday. You want to make a song number 1.
All right. Yeah, that's funny that you thought that song is contemporary to today. In point of fact, it is a 35-year-old song.
Okay, Grandpa, you don't have to beat that into the ground. I mean, I understand.
And I don't like being called Grandpa, even if you're kidding.
But you're saying...
I'm saying that The Who's My Generation is a 35-year-old song. That's all I'm... Will you turn that off? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Whittier on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know who this R.C. Collins guy is, but, you know, if he's a high school student or something, I mean, what does he know about the Beatles? And you know...
I'm a music critic for the youth music critic for the Chatsworth Chancellor.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you, but, you know, you're talking
about...
Well,
you know something? I'm doing it professionally.
No, yeah, that's great, and I hope you make a career out of it, but you got to understand, you were talking about Kurt Cobain, just minutes ago.
Right.
And if we didn't have if we didn't have the Beatles and all they put down in the beginning, how they formed music and structure, we wouldn't have had Nirvana. And
how
all
you
the
figure that?
What do you mean?
How you figure in that?
I think what he's saying is that the Beatles crafted a certain kind of pulp, pop song styling that every rock band since has drawn from.
Exactly.
Tell me how it smells like Teen Spirits like a Beatles song.
No, it's not, you're comparing apples and oranges. basically, the thing is the structure and the innovation that went into what the Beatles were doing at the time. I'm not like the greatest Beatles fan, but you got to understand, you got to give respect because they earned the respect of how they created music, and they made music more for people to understand and to take to heart.
Well, yeah, but you got to understand something. I don't know how old you are, but we've been having to suck the baby boomer exhaust now for a lot of years. Well, it's getting a little tired. And I'm saying people like Joan Osborne and the...
Why are you doing that?
You're talking about contemporary pop music.
And the Beatles dressed like fags sometimes, like on the Sgt. Pepper cover, and Kurt wore flannel shirts.
Okay, I don't want that word used again.
You're talking about fashion and music and everything that's pop culture. Now, for the Beatles to have Yesterday, you know, I mean, think of the honor that it would be for them to have.
I will say this, if I could just jump in.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and jump in, Mr. Baby Boomer. Go ahead, jump in.
You know, man, I got you on my show. I'm treating you okay.
You know, you should cut this guy off and get somebody like a professional music critic.
No, I speak on behalf of a generation of people who get tired of the Beatles getting thrown in their face every time somebody talks about great music.
You're a junior in high school. What do you know about music?
I know about my music. I know about Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know
Red Hot Chili Peppers were pumping their music out when you were six.
That's exactly
okay, so
my
they're
point.
Not even—they're not even part of your generation.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about the music on your list. You got Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Just a Girl, No Doubt, Epic, Faith No More. These are all good songs, top songs of the last 40 years.
Yes, sir.
There's not one song on this list other than my generation that's older than 15 years.
Well, I'm only 16. I don't remember nothing other than that.
Yeah. Great. That's great.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is St. Charles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, sir, good.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Are you there still? Jeez, the guy's car phone crapped out. Ashton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple comments. One comment is about this lunatic music critic you got.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let's
all just do what the baby boomers want us to do.
Okay, my first comment about him, he made a comment that Kurt Cobain killed himself to sell more records.
Yes, sir.
That's way out there. Kurt Cobain had a lot of drug problems. He was hospitalized a week before he committed suicide for a cocaine overdose. The man obviously had some serious problems, and to say he...
Okay, do you know the name Sid Sidley?
Yes.
Okay, he claims that Kurt Cobain shot himself, then went into the studio and did one more album.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well...
but I think you're way out there with that
one. Well, you're way out there, too.
Okay, well...
All right, well, let's be adults, okay?
Okay.
Well, here's the guy that's telling me I'm way out there.
Well, who's Sid Sidley?
He had information that Cobain blew his brains out. They dragged him into the studio while he was still alive to get one more album out. Then he croaked.
And he did this knowing that he could make a lot of money on the album?
Yeah, because it would be released after he croaked.
All right, well, my second comment is the...
You can't even talk about it because you don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead,
well,
sir.
You said that Burn Hollywood Burn was by N.W.A. That song is actually by Public Enemy.
That's right.
And you called yourself a movie expert.
I'm not a movie expert. I'm a music expert.
Music expert. My third comment was about the list that if MTV and Rolling Stone put the Backstreet Boys on the top 10 list for the past almost 40 years, I mean, I don't see where that comes from.
How could you take it seriously?
Exactly.
I don't even take this list seriously. I think that it's a joke.
It's
because,
be a joke.
Because if you look at this list of 100 songs...
So now you guys agree with me.
I don't agree with you that the... Well, maybe I agree with you that Yesterday doesn't belong number one, but what's really wrong with this list is if Beatles are the significant influence that everybody says they are over the last 40 years, they're on this list exactly three times. Three songs from I don't know how many albums. Now, I don't care whether you like the Beatles or not, but 40 years of pop music has got to include more than three songs by the Beatles.
Well, I say bravo to MTV and Rolling Stone, because we have suffered too long under the steel-toed boot of the Beatles Nazification.
All right. Goodbye. Kid's freaky. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Oh, thanks a lot.
1-800-449-86. Steel-toed boot of the Beatle Nazification. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. It's David Lee Roth, isn't it? He of the hair, he of the comb-over. Boy, those comb-over guys. I understand the comb-over boy, by the way, just a little inside information, ain't combing it over no more. I understand that people who have seen comb-over boy tell me that he doesn't comb it over any longer. He combs it right back because he's taken so much crap ever since we started calling him comb-over boy. So many people gave him so much crap about it that he started just, you know, he started acting like a man and combing it back like the bald-headed fat slob that he is. The bald-headed fat slob that we all are. What did he do? Oh, he cut it really short so he looks like me? Are you trying to tell me the comb-over's trying to look like me now? When is that guy going to quit stringing cliche after cliche, stealing my image or everybody else's image, whoever it is that he can steal from? Now he wants to look like me. Now he wants to cut a dashing figure like me. Now he's wearing my kind of clothes. He wears blue contact lenses. I'm getting the information here now from Melissa Morgan. Apparently, comb-over boy has put blue contact lenses in his eyes and married a woman named Maria with four kids. There he goes. Maybe he thinks people are going to confuse him with me. Well, they might until they turn his show on. But anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. That's, speaking of fat, I was going to talk about the first song that you ever heard. The first song that you ever heard in your life on the radio. The first song you ever heard in your life. Because we were going over this list and I said, geez, you know, I don't want to sound like a guy. You know, lists are fun because lists are to be ridiculed. That's why lists are made. That's why magazines. And this whole list thing really started, I remember, about in the early 80s with the Book of Lists. Do you remember that? And everybody started doing lists. Now you got the top 100 pop songs since 1963 list. Well, the reason why people make lists is so you can rip them to shreds. And this list is no exception. The MTV Rolling Stone list contains so many bad choices. I mean, seriously, and I'm not kidding, 100 songs that are documenting the history of pop music since 1963, and you're telling me that only three Beatles songs make the list? Now look, if I sound like some crusty old baby boomer old slob, tough. If I sound like some old creep propping up his generation, talking about how cool it was way back when, I'm telling you right now, Rocky Raccoon should be on this list and it isn't. I think that's almost a war crime. Rocky Raccoon. If ever there was an album that could have been cut in half, if ever there was an album that should not have been released, the Beatle White Album is it. Why? Let me ask you a question. Did we really need Rocky Raccoon? You know, if you listen to that album, you could cut that album down to one disc, the Beatle White Album, which is a two-disc album. You could cut that down to one disc, and you'd have marvelous Rocky songs and all that bullcrap. Why don't we do it on the road or in the road, or why don't we do it next to the road? That's just these guys in the studio just, you know, cranking it, hanking it and yanking it. If you ain't yanking it, you ought to crank it. That's what they're doing. And my producer in there, Mike Schaefer, the Beatle White Album is his favorite freaking Beatle album. Fine. Just imagine how many more copies you would have bought for family and friends had they cut that thing in half and got rid of Revolution Number 9 and that Rocky Raccoon bullcrap and that Obla-Dee Obla-Da. I like that I'm So Tired and Glass Onion and all that. That's great. And Happiness is a Warm Gun, that stuff's cool. And what else? Back in the USSR is awesome. Happy Birthday, or Say It's Your Birthday, whatever that is. But when they started getting to the second disc with that sexy Sadie, I don't know. Okay, so anyway, on this list of 100 albums, 100 songs, the Beatles only make the list three times. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you're from, what color clothing you wear, what kind of cologne you wear. Jim, that is just flat wrong. Out of 100 songs from 1963, you think the Beatles are going to make the list a little more than three times. Number two, I ain't saying I don't like the Backstreet Boys. I think the Backstreet Boys fill a need. The need for me to throw somebody out of a window. But I want it that way, however cool that tune was. It is kind of a cool tune. That ain't number 10 in the history of man on this planet. Hotel California by the Eagles. I'd like to say something now that is tantamount to a heresy. I could probably have my tongue pulled from my mouth for this. But Hotel California, the song, is the most plodding, dull piece of crap that the Eagles had ever put out in their collective lives. I'm not saying they're a bad band. My favorite Eagles song, One of These Nights. But I'm sorry, that's too catchy and too it rocks too much for it to get onto anybody's list. So let's put Hotel California on there instead. This long 8-minute tome about coke use and how you guys are degenerated and you're drinking too many vodka tonics or whatever your problem is. All right, then they got on this list songs like other crap. Let's see. Beat It, Brown Eyed Girl, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston, Iris, the Goo Goo Dolls. Really? Of the last 40 freaking years, a Goo Goo Doll song makes the list? I'm not saying they're a bad band. Do they rank in the top 100 of songwriters? Are you putting me on? Naughty by Nature. What are you talking about? Who else? They got Pearl Jam on here, Bob Dylan, Prince, Miracles, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton. I'm really sorry that you lost your son. I really am, Eric. How do I say this delicately? You know, I'm sorry your son's... it's a terrible, tragic thing. Does that mean because you write a really banal song about it that we're supposed to put it on a list of the top 100 songs that ever was going to be anything? Proud Mary, Every Breath You Take, Miss You. There's a lot of songs in here. Why even stop and comment, you know? Bye, 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 NSYNC. Bye, 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 NSYNC. Yes, sirree. And that song's almost a year old, man. So the reason why they came out with this list is to drive Phil Henry nuts. Look at this. Already I got another Kurt Cobain situation in here because Craig Taylor has pulled that 45 out of his gym bag and he's now got the barrel in his mouth. Go ahead, do it, man. Really, you'll be better off. Faith, George Michael, Bop Hansen. You betcha. That's one of the greatest songs of the last 40 years, Bop by Hansen. It's number 63 on our list of how many songs make the bottom of the trash can this week. Here's another one. Only Happy When It Rains, Garbage. Good song. Top song of the last 40 years? Come on, I'm asking you to be honest with me now. Nasty, Janet Jackson, Longview, Green Day, Creep, Radiohead. I don't know. Wycliffe Jean, Pretenders, Human League, Cheap Trick, Oasis, Wonderwall. I want to know what love is. Foreigner. But they went out and they hired a bunch of they hired a black choir to sing with them in every town they went to, and they had this kind of cheesy pseudo gospel trip going, and they had all of these old, elderly, wonderfully very good singing, but elderly black women standing behind them on the stage while they did that one number. And I was there. I saw it. I saw that thing happen. I saw it being perpetrated in a concert hall in Dallas, Texas, and it wasn't pretty. Don't Speak, No Doubt. Forget it. I'm going to go out and buy a copy of every one of these songs, and I'm going to play it all on the 4th of July. I got it. How about the top songs of all time on the 4th of July? Then we'll get a bunch of black women to stand behind me, make me look good, make the show sound good. I'll have them sing gospel while we're laying out some of these cheesy bits. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.